Oh, it's 2:20. Okay.
好，我们现在继续下午的课程。
Okay, so God has given lots of promises throughout history to various people, actually, saying that the line of Jesus Christ will come through their family.
其实神呢，耶和华曾经跟很多的人在历史上的重要的信徒哈，去给他应许，给他们应许，告诉他们说，耶稣基督将会从他们的这一条这个子嗣的线上诞生。
That began with Adam and Eve, and then we have people, for example, like Noah, and people like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob receiving these same promises.
好，包括呢，上帝跟亚当夏娃说过，跟诺亚说过，然后跟亚伯拉罕说过，跟以撒说过，跟雅各说过，啊，都告诉他们说，从他们的这条线上将会有耶稣基督的诞生。
Now you have to remember that this is the line or the way, as we can call it, the way of God's path for salvation. But Satan will set up a counterfeit way for him as well. Counterfeit means like a fake path. Satan will establish fake ways and a fake method to get to heaven. So whereas God has given promises about the Messiah and the Savior, Satan has that as well.
所以呢，这个呢，就是神一直在告诉这些人哈，我们可以去天堂之道是要经过这个救赎者。那在同时呢，撒旦也一样，一直用他这个同样的在制造很多假的道路，来告诉人家说，哎，其实有另外的方法可以去天堂。所以他们两边呢。就好像是一个战争一样，就属灵的天上的战争一样，一直在影响着我们的世人。
Now, on one hand, Satan has a goal to try to destroy that line that God has promised, because if he can destroy the line, then God has made out to be a liar, that he can't keep his promises.
因为撒旦最重要的目的呢，他是要把这个上帝所要提供的这一条指示，就是耶稣基督可以诞生的这一条线呢，给摧毁，因为只要他能摧毁耶稣基督诞生的这条线的话，他就可以证明上帝是一个骗子。
And at the same time, Satan is going to set up his own kind of his way, which will in many cases be very similar to God's plan of salvation, but it's not the same.
而在同时呢，撒旦又要一直呢创造他自己的这条道路，来告诉人类呢说不要听从上帝的，听他的，用他的这一套就可以了。而且他的这一套呢，基本上看起来都会觉得跟这个上帝提供的那条道是非常相近的。
For example, we have the word here counterfeit, and counterfeit means fake, but something that's usually quite similar to the real thing.
好，这边有一个英文字呢，叫做 counterfeit。
Okay, it's actually pronounced counterfeit. It looks like fake, but it's actually just pronounced like F-I-T, so that'd be counterfeit.
好 ，counterfeit 就是伪造的意思。那这个伪造的这个得救之道是撒旦所创造出来的。
Yeah, often this word is applied to money. When people used to print up money, you have your official money that you're supposed to use. And a good counterfeiter will try to make something exact as he can.
所以这个所谓的伪造的概念，就像我们说那个假钱，伪造的钱，它一定是要跟原本的非常非常像。
And the idea obviously is to deceive.
最重要的目的呢，就是要来欺骗你。
We see it here in the second statement here. So on the slide here it says, an important part of Satan's strategy is to use deceit and violence to make God break his promises.
好，所以呢，在这个最重要撒旦的这个策略呢，就是去利用这个欺骗跟这个破坏哈，来让神呢他的这个应许啊不能实现。
And that comes out in John 8:44. Jesus said very clearly, that is Satan's strategy.
在约翰福音八章四十四节呢，耶稣呢他就讲得非常清楚，说这个是撒旦的策略。
And the colonel would use the term, you have a lot of maybe churches or religious organizations, they're giving out counterfeit gospel, which a gospel message that looks fairly similar to the gospel message that we know about, but it's not the right one.
就像我们的上校牧师呢，他也曾经在讲道的时候说，有一些时候啊，就连一些教会他给出来的福音啊，也是有一点点偏离正道，所以他就是也是一个伪造的福音。
For example, they say, oh yes, we believe in Jesus Christ and you know, we have pastors in our church and we have all the rituals and we sing the same songs, but they don't give the true message that salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ.
好，就像有一些某些这些走偏了的教会哦，他们也是唱同样的圣歌啊，好像也是用同样的这些这个讯息，然后呢在讲道，然后说哦都是相信耶稣基督的，但是他们的福音里面却没有很清楚的教导人说真正的救赎是来自耶稣基督。
You have counterfeit religions, for example, in some cases they have many elements of Christianity, of God's plan, but then they have other things in their presentation which just goes completely against the word of God.
就是说这些教会呢，他们呢虽然呢用了很多跟我们正统的教会该有的这些讯息跟元素，但是他们却又添加了一些完全是对抗神给我们的话语的一些说法。
We'll be looking at today with the Bible passages about how God gave his promise of the Savior that it would come through Abraham and Isaac and then Jacob.
就像我们今天在讲的，就说神呢告诉了亚伯拉罕，好，这个以撒还有雅各，哈，说耶稣基督会从他们这一条线上出生。
In the Muslim religion, they also say that Abraham is a very, very important figure in their history. And then they say that the promise given by God about this savior, who wasn't really a savior, but you know, they say that Muhammad was the one who would provide the way, that he would come through the line of Abraham and not Isaac, but Ishmael. Ishmael was the half-brother by the Egyptian servant woman, Hagar.
然后呢就像这个穆斯林的这个教派里面呢，他们也把亚伯拉罕哦当作非常重要的一个的人物，但是呢他们把亚伯拉罕当作是人类的这个救赎者，而且呢说他真正的这个救赎的线呢不是从以撒这条线上来的，而是从以撒的这个同父异母的哥哥以实玛利，就是他们却把这个整个亚伯拉罕的传承呢是经由以实玛利的这个说法呢当作是真相。
And Muhammad is from the line of Ishmael. See, Muhammad, he's like the founder of the Islamic religion. He comes from the line of Ishmael.
那是因为呢这个穆罕默德，最主要是因为呢穆罕默德就是他们的整个。
So he's from Ishmael, the line of Ishmael.
他是从以实玛利的这一条线上的后裔。
Okay, and of course Muhammad is looked at as really the most important prophet in all of the Quran.
因为在穆罕默德他就是等于是可兰经的撰写者，所以就他们为了要证实穆罕默德的这个他是最正统的这一条线上，是所以呢就把整个神给我们的这个耶稣基督这条线给否定掉，然后认为穆罕默德就是以实玛利的这条线才是 主导的线。
There's a passage in the Quran, and I could actually show it in class, and, you know, it's not difficult to find. But in the Quran there, remember the Quran was written about 500 years after the New Testament was finished. Maybe 600 years even. So after Muhammad died, then his disciples wrote down the Quran.
OK, 所以穆罕默德其实并不是他亲自写下可兰经的，是他 的学生、哦、所以这一部可兰经其实是在新约完成后将近五六百年才由穆罕默德的学生去把它整合完成的。
Yeah, so it was many hundreds of years even after Christianity had become established. 600, 700 years after Jesus Christ.But the Quran says that God made a God, they call him, you know, Allah, made a promise that he would provide his revelation through the line of Ishmael, not Isaac. It says very clearly the promise was not Isaac, but the promise was through Ishmael.
好，所以在可兰经里面呢，很慎重的讲说他们的阿拉就上帝哈。是叫阿拉呢，他是给的应许是从以实玛利这条线传承下来的。
And that's a direct contradiction, a blatant lie, because the word of God says the promise is through Isaac, not Ishmael. And then the Quran says, no, no, it's not through Isaac, it's through Ishmael.
所以这是一个很严重的世纪谎言，因为呢，明明呢，神给的这个应许是说这个救赎者是从以撒这条线而来的，但是呢，可兰经居然把它说成是从以实玛利而来。
Okay. So in that way, it's a counterfeit. You see that the Islams, they praise Abraham. They call him Ibrahim, actually. And you know, yes, he's one of the founders of our religion. And they even praise Jesus Christ. They say Jesus was a prophet, like Moses. Moses was a prophet. The Moses of the Jewish Bible. But the whole book is full of lies and deceit.
所以呢，这可兰经呢里面充满了这个欺骗，因为他们非常推崇亚伯拉罕。把他当作是救赎者，然后呢，他们居然也有推崇耶稣，但是把他当作是一个先知，就像是摩西一样的先知。
Yeah, and they talk about the angels. They even mention, you know, we call him the Archangel Gabriel, which means he's the most important angel. Along with Michael, we have Michael and Gabriel. And they say that Gabriel came down to Muhammad and told Muhammad in the desert about this great new plan that God had for the people.
而且呢，这个里面呢，就是他等于是改写了圣经啦，就甚至把这个利百加这个大天使，好让他来告诉跟这个穆罕默德说
，Allah has a new plan，
说阿拉呢现在有一个新的计划。
We're not going to believe in the Old Testament of the Jews or the New Testament of the Christians. That's old books. God has now changed his mind.
好，然后说呢，上帝呢改变他的主意，好，将不会再不要再去看旧约，也不要再去看新约，只要看的是这个可兰经。
Yeah, so yeah, this is Satan obviously working very hard to deceive.
所以这就是看到呢，撒旦多么努力的要来做一个大的骗局。
And it's working very well, obviously. There's probably more Muslims in the world now than there are Christians.
而显然的，撒旦的计划是非常的成功的，因为现在世界上说不定这个伊斯兰教的人比信基督的人还要多。
But again, notice how Satan's strategy is working through the Islam religion and other religions as well, deceit and violence.
所以呢，你要了解，从这一件事就看得出来啊，撒旦他要做这些欺骗的行为啊，不只是从这个伊斯兰教，他甚至其他的宗教，他都在做这件事情，就要让更多的人不会接近基督教。
And we have to mention Islam because it is a very important influence on world history, and even more so, you know, the influence just grows stronger every year.
我们特别要讲伊斯兰教，是因为在整个历史上，伊斯兰教的影响力是特别特别的大，而且你可以看到每一年它的影响力都在增加。
And the goal of Islam is very clear, according to their book, that they're out to destroy the Jewish people and to destroy the Christians.
而这个伊斯兰教的这个可兰经写得非常清楚，它的目的就是要把犹太人毁灭。同时把基督徒毁灭。
Yeah. Now, in the Quran, it will mention this in some places, that we have to destroy the infidels. They call them infidels, literally means the people who don't believe. But on the other hand, in the Quran, you'll also find, oh, we have to be nice to people. So there are these contradictions. And it means that the Islamic people, if people are disagreeing with them and saying, oh, you're violent, they say, oh, but look at this verse here. It says we have to be nice to the people.You see what I mean? So in some cases in the Quran, it says we have to be, the Islamic people can be nice to the Jews. But in other places it says you have to kill the Jews. So they can point to whatever verse they want to use.
而且在可兰经里面呢是非常非常奇怪的，就是他会有些地方说，哦，我们要对这些非相不信这个伊斯兰教的人要好。但是呢又有些地方会说，哦，我们一定要杀死犹太人。所以他们可以非常非常的灵巧的哈，在不同时候拿出不同的经句来表达他们的立场。
Yeah, usually they'll use the nice verses when they're speaking to the unbelievers and say, yes, we can be nice to you and let us come and live in your neighborhood. But if they want to have a jihad, you know, jihad is like when they want to have a war, then in the mosques, they can teach the young men, well, you know, this verse here says, Allah says we need to kill these people.
所以呢，这个伊斯兰教呢，他们在很多时候呢，就碰到那些非伊斯兰信徒的时候，他们可以跟他们说，哎，根据我们可兰经是说，我们即使是你不相信我们的宗教，我们也要对你很好。好，他就让这些所谓非信徒哈，能够好像对伊斯兰教比较觉得有安全感。但是呢，他们自己呢，在内部呢，对伊斯兰的信徒呢，又给他们看说，哎，你看可兰经说要杀死犹太人跟基督徒，所以他们其实是两面在做人。
But actually, what's happening in the world now is because of the liberal governments and political correctness. If you remember, we've talked about that.A lot of the countries are just opening up to the Islamic people, like in Europe, and saying, well, you know, come on in, we feel sorry for you. And so there doesn't need to be violence. They just sort of walk in and take over the country over two or three generations.
而现在呢，这个你可以看到很多国家哈，因为他们有所谓的宗教自由的概念哈，或者是一些政策性的一个那种人道主义的概念呢，他们就变成呢，让这些伊斯兰的人呢，可以堂而皇之的走进他们的国家，那经过呢两三代的人的这个传承之后呢，这些伊斯兰的教的人，他们几乎可以掌控那些国家。
And another thing we need to consider as we're looking through this study about how Satan uses people and religion to get God to break his promises, is that later on we'll see that the Arabs are a part of that. There's a lot of violence towards the line of Jesus Christ is caused by the Arabs. Arabs. And the Arabs are from Ishmael as well. So the Arabs are
Arabians.
The Arabians. Arab people are a race, but they came from Ishmael.
Right.
Okay. And then later on you get the Islamic religion for the Arabic people, but not just for the Arabs. So if you have to separate the two a little bit. The Arabic people, they always have a natural hatred for the Jews as well.A lot of the attacks on the line of Jesus Christ will be from the Arabs, and the Arab people are from Ishmael, and also there's other relatives there.
那另外一件事情，我们也要把这个阿拉伯人哈跟这个所谓的回教的哈人呢，还是不太一样的。就是说，其实除了回教的人在《可兰经》里面要求要。他们自己内部就很清楚，他们是要毁灭犹太人跟基督徒。那但是其实阿拉伯人，他们其实就是从以实玛利那一线，好，这个传承下来的都是阿拉伯人。他们在历史上就很清楚的知道，他们要毁灭犹太人。
Okay, so we'll mention this in our study as well, but for now we'll get back to the beginning point of God's promise to Adam and Eve.
好，现在我们在刚刚讲的这些历史的背景之后呢，我们还是要回来看神给亚当夏娃的应许。
For now, we'll get back to the beginning point of God's promise to Adam and Eve.
好，现在我们在刚刚讲的这些历史的背景之后呢，我们还是要回来看神给亚当夏娃的应许。
So the promises that are given.About the birth of the Savior, the first time we see this is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
好，第一次呢，神给我们人类说会有一个救赎者诞生的这个经句是在创世纪的三章十五节。那这个应许是给亚当跟夏娃的。
Okay, now we'll have a look at that verse very soon, and then we're going to look where God reiterates, means like he reviews or he restates his promise to Noah and then to Shem and then to Abraham.
然后之后呢，神呢有再度的这个重述他的应许，是给了诺亚，给了闪，给了亚伯拉罕。
And then later on, actually, we'll see for Isaac and Jacob as well, and then down to David.
然后之后呢，还会再跟以撒，还有雅各，还有大卫。再重复他的应许。
Okay, but we'll look at the first one. This is really the first mention of the gospel in the Bible.
好，这个呢，最重要的应许呢，就是一开始的第一次出现，就是在创世纪三章十五节。
And it says here in the English, I will put enmity, which means hatred, between you, Satan, and the woman, and between your seed. And remember, the seed of Satan means anybody he can convince to join him in his conflict.So between the seed of Satan and her seed, capital S, that refers to Jesus Christ. He, Jesus Christ, will bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
好， 所以这一段呢讲得很非常非常明白呢，他说我会把这个仇恨呢放到你以及那个女人，好，这个你指的就是撒旦，女人指的就是这个夏娃，而且呢会在你所有的子嗣还有他就是夏娃的子嗣之下。但是呢这个夏娃的子嗣用了一个大写的子，那个子嗣的大写是代表的就是耶稣基督了，而且呢他这个耶稣基督呢会打你的头，而且呢你呢会伤他的脚跟。
And it looks a bit cryptic, which means a bit mysterious. When you see the statement here, he, meaning Jesus Christ, will bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. Remember in the Hebrew it doesn't always go in chronological order. So what's going to happen first is you shall bruise his heel. That's going to happen first, and that relates to the cross. Whereas Satan will end up having, seeing Jesus Christ on the cross. He's going to die on the cross.
其实在这一个最后的这两句，就是你会伤他的头，那他会伤你的脚跟。这一件事情他其实在这个希伯来文里面的他那个时间序啊，应该是倒装的啦。所以是应该先发生的是你会伤他的脚跟。
And then bruise, I think there's some verses in English they actually translate as stand or stamp on. You know, that's how you kill a snake, is you smash his head in. And he will bruise your head. This is Satan being put into the lake of fire. He will bruise your head. So by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is going to put Satan first in torments.And then he's going to go in the lake of fire.
就是有些翻译呢会把这个他会伤你的头，好的，这个伤有点像是踩压的那个概念。这个就好像说你在要打一只蛇的话一定要从他的头打下去嘛，齁。所以呢这个踩压一只蛇的头的这个事情呢其实将会发生的是当这个耶稣基督把撒旦丢到火湖的时候。
So really, this is the first mention we have about the angelic conflict in its entirety, really, in the whole length of history.
所以这个在整个历史上面，这是第一次，神非常明确的告诉撒旦，也告诉了这个亚当夏娃将会发生的事情，将会给他们的应许，将会有这个人类的。救赎者诞生。
Yeah, and see, it mentions the seed of the woman. Obviously, you know, they haven't had any children yet, but this is telling Eve that you and Adam, you're going to have a child, and that child, or from the offspring of the child, you're going to have this person who will give victory to you and your family, victory over Satan.
Are you sure at that time they never had the children
No, because this is before, this is even in the garden, they haven't left the garden
so yet. In the garden they didn't have any children?
No.
They don't need to have any children?
Well, it seemed like even then Eve could not have children actually. You know, we don't know how long. When God kicked them out of the garden, he gave them a sin nature and changed their reproductive ability.
在这个亚当跟夏娃在这个伊甸园的时候，其实他们还没有孩子，是等到夏娃和亚当离开了伊甸园以后，神才改变了这个夏娃的身体的形可以状态，才让她开始可以怀孕生子，所以呢他在这个时候才应许他将来会生出一个未来的人类的救赎者。
Yeah, so again, it's only after they left the garden, and then they're going to have the first two children who are going to be Cain, he's the older brother, and Abel, the younger brother.
所以他们离开了这个伊甸园之后呢，才会有生孩子的状态，然后就有两个孩子。
We'll skip over quickly to Genesis chapter 4.
我们现在来看一下创世纪第四章。
Okay, now this is talking about the events between Cain and Abel. Cain was an unbeliever and he was trying to worship God through religion. And Abel was the believer and he was giving up the true sacrifice that represented Jesus Christ.
好，我们现在看创世纪第四章，就是夏娃生了两个孩子，一位是该隐，一个是亚伯。那我们之前就讲过，大家都清楚，这圣经里面该隐呢，他对神的一个崇拜呢，是用他自己的方法，而不是神所喜悦的方法。
Now it says in verse 5 here that the Lord, this is Jesus Christ in the garden, or we can call him Jehovah, he did not have respect to Cain and his offering. He didn't accept the offering, the religious works of Cain.
也就是说呢，这个该隐他是用一个宗教性的行为去做他的这个供物，而神呢，在第五节呢，耶和华他非常不看重这个该隐他的供物。
And then Cain got very angry about that and then killed his brother.
然后呢，该隐就非常的生气，而且呢，后来就杀了亚伯。
Now there's another verse in scripture. Let me just see if I can quickly find it on a search here. And it talks about how Satan himself inspired Cain to kill his brother.
而在另外一个圣经的地方有特别讲到，其实是撒旦去引诱该隐去杀亚伯的。
This is 1 John 3:12. Okay. Now it says, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. Now the wicked one is the devil. This is Satan himself. And actually, we have what's called an apposition here. Cain is of the wicked one. He was from Satan, or we can say he was inspired by Satan.
好，约翰一书三章十二节呢，特别讲到，就是说该隐呢，他是属于邪恶者的，也就是说他是撒旦的那一派的。
So he was directly influenced by Satan, and if Jesus Christ was talking to Cain outside of the garden, Jesus Christ was talking face to face, there's no reason why Satan himself wasn't talking face to face with Cain.
所以我们在这边要了解，就是说如果神呢，他跟该隐是可以面对面的讲话的，那当然撒旦也是可以跟该隐直接面对面的讲话，所以该隐呢，其实是直接被撒旦影响。
Satan or Lucifer can and does take on a form where humans can see him and they can have conversations. That's what was happening.
所以在这个时代呢，你可以想象，就是其实撒旦是可以用一种形体，可以是让人类可以跟他直接交流的。
And Satan would have been saying to Cain, "Well, you feel very bad about this, and I feel very sorry for you. And if you don't solve this problem somehow," your anger is just going to continue. And the best way to solve your problem is kill your brother, get rid of him.
所以很明显的就是这个撒旦呢，他可能就在跟这个该隐讲说，哎呀，我真是对于你的难过很同情，你这种生气啊，如果没有做些什么的话，你的气怎么可以消呢？所以呢，你最好的方法就是杀了你弟弟。所以这很明显的是撒旦就在用这种方法来劝导该隐该用他最暴力的行为。
Yeah. We have this word here, slew. Yeah, that's in English there. And the word there is phazo as a verb, which means to cut down, but actually using a ceremonial, you can see that here. A primary verb, it means to butcher, especially to kill an animal for food or in sacrifice. Cain is going to use the same sacrificial knife that Abel used to kill the lamb. He's going to kill his brother with the knife.
而且在这边也特别提到呢，这个该隐呢，他其实是用亚伯在杀这个动物祭祀的时候用的那个刀去把亚伯给杀死的。
Yeah. It's quite possible that Satan might have even said, "Well, your brother sacrificed the lamb, and the Lord was pleased with that. So maybe you could just stick a knife in your brother, sacrifice your brother up to the Lord, or something." Yeah, we don't have the conversation, but Satan is very deceitful, and he can get people to do whatever he wants to do.
你要了解哦，因为撒旦是非常非常会骗人的，所以他说不定我们虽然这边圣经没有写哈，但我们都可以想象，也许撒旦在骗该隐说，哦，这个上帝这么喜欢你弟弟亚伯去以动物祭来献祭，那你就用同样的刀去把亚伯给杀了做神的献祭，这样的话神说不定会就会很高兴啊，所以该隐才会拿那个献祭的 要杀动物的刀去杀了亚伯，这个是我们可以想象的一个话，一个对话。
We can only speculate on what Satan said, but obviously he said something which appealed to Cain. To Cain, it sounded like a very good reason to kill his brother.
所以这很可能这个撒旦就是讲了一些话，让该隐觉得，哎，这是一个很有道理的事情，所以他才会敢要把亚伯他亲弟弟给杀了。
And this wouldn't have been the first time that, that Satan was speaking with Cain. It was probably Satan himself who introduced this concept about putting a vegetable salad together to offer up as a sacrifice. Because Adam and Eve certainly didn't teach that. And the Lord Jesus didn't teach that.
而我们也可以想象，就是这个绝对不是撒旦第一次跟该隐讲话。因为要不然的话，照理说这个亚当夏娃或者是神绝对不会教该隐去用所谓的沙拉这些蔬菜去做献祭啊，一定也是撒旦跟他讲了一些这些话，他才会想到要用这些沙拉来做献祭啊。
You have to ask yourself, where did Cain get the idea that he thought somehow that, you know, God would want vegetables and fruit? This wasn't going to come out of his own imagination. It had to be inspired from Satan.
因为你想想看，这个该隐他怎么可能自己会想出来？没人教他要用沙拉蔬菜去做献祭，这一定是有撒旦这样子的这种谗言在他耳边跟他讲了一些话，让他误以为说用沙拉去献祭是对的。
And the thing is, you know, Satan knew about the promise that God had given to Adam and Eve that their offspring would be the savior.And he didn't say how many generations. So Satan is just thinking, well, this is their offspring, this, their child here, Abel. And he's pleasing to the Lord. This must be the Savior. So I have to get rid of him.
So he knew will come from?
From Adam and Eve. See, he knew they'd have a Savior.
Yeah, but he doesn't know from which line, right?
No. This is like the first line of the family. So he probably thought, well, I just have to try to kill the family.
Yeah.所以因为撒旦知道呢，这个亚当夏娃的子嗣里面一定会出现将来的救赎者，所以他就要想办法把他的子嗣互相，最好大家都互相把彼此杀死，这样的话就没有子嗣了。
Yeah, so naturally he's going to do what he can to kill these people. And he inspired, he couldn't do it himself, that's against the rules I guess, but he inspired Cain as a human to kill his brother.
他因为呢，撒旦他就是想办法要让亚当夏娃说的子嗣都最好灭亡，所以他自己不能够去杀，因为这是天使做不得的事情。好，那所以呢，他就只好去让该隐去杀他，就互相残杀是他的目标。
Okay, and Satan probably thought once Abel was dead, he probably thought I've won the victory. But then Adam and Eve had another child.
所以在该隐杀掉亚伯之后呢，撒旦一定觉得说，哦，我胜利了，但没想到这个亚当夏娃还有另外一个孩子。
And the next in line, that was Seth. So Seth is going to carry on the line. Anyway, we can look at that during the break. We have to close down now, I think.
Oh, 赛特。好，我们先休息一下，等一下再回来，十分钟。